Cheryl Fritz is now live in Lansing on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Welcome to Fritz and Friends.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, producer Scott Eckersley, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. This is an interview I've wanted to do for a while, and the timing just worked out for us today. Going out on the phone to Norman, Oklahoma, to Ben Holcomb, who is a storm chaser. Of course, where else would you live, Ben, but Norman, Oklahoma. Good evening.
Good evening, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. You and I have known each other kind of through other folks. I worked with your father at TV6 and friend with your mom, Ginny. So it's a pleasure to talk to you on the phone. Haven't met in person yet. So you've got some Lansing roots. I want to know when you started being a storm chaser and how did that come about?
Well, I've always been interested in storms. It started, you know, when I was a little kid. Mostly here recently, I did a lot of work with the Lansing Skywarn Group, and it moved on to some storm chasing. My first real chase was at the end of 2007, October of 2007. It was actually the night that Williamston got hit by the EF2 tornado.
Mm-hmm.
And then ever since then, I've just pretty much, been roaming the country, roaming the plains each spring in chase of storms.
How many storms and chases have you been involved in? I'm guessing you keep some pretty good records on this.
This last year I did the most I'd ever done, which was 33. We had a really active storm year, but usually I would say average has been around 25 for the last 3 years, 25 chases per year, and that actually comes out to be a little bit more because I only count chases, not actual chase travel days.
Mm-hmm.
I chased down here in Oklahoma from Lansing. It was a day driving down here and a day driving back, so it'd actually be like 3 days, but I would only count it as one chase day, so I have quite a bit of time tied up into it.
Now, the timing in terms of a storm season, and you're talking about tornadoes when we're talking about storm chasing.
A lot of it's been tornadoes, but I've also, especially when I lived in Michigan, as you know, we don't get too many tornadoes up there. And, I would stick around and just chase any really bad storms that we would have. I'm actually a pretty big fan of the wind storms that we get through there once in a while.
I love how you, a pretty big fan, you get excited about it, why the rest of us are running for our basements. Is there a special training that goes into this, or an intense curiosity, and then you start studying and watching weather patterns and meteorology and so forth?
Oh, it's been some studying, a lot of dumb luck, and I would actually say, some of it's been, you can read a lot about it online. 20 years ago, you wouldn't have been able to learn nearly as much as I've been able to learn just online. A lot of my friends have gone through school here at the University of Oklahoma in Norman, and they usually, they know exactly what's going on with the weather. They've studied all that stuff. Me, I didn't go to school for that. I went to school for computers. But it's just been a hobby, and, like I said, I've been able to find most of my information over the Internet, and, just from experience, you learn a lot.
Well, and one thing I was wondering, because I have followed you on Facebook for a while now, how is it you know when these, you said you hopped in the car and if you drove from Michigan to Norman, it's a day's drive. How do you just watching weather patterns and certain criteria to know where to be heading for the most likelihood of a storm?
It's the same models that, the TV meteorologists use and the Weather Service uses. You can access them online, and they have some ideas on what the upper atmosphere is going to look like all the way up to 2 weeks out. Usually we call that wish casting that far out because none of it hardly ever comes true. But usually you can get a pretty good idea, especially a few days in advance on, when a storm system may come through and cause some, significant storms or tornadoes. I mean, obviously, I don't catch them every time. I've driven all the way to Iowa plenty of times to sit under the sun and bake, and storms just didn't fire. But the other resource I use, and it's a government agency here, it's actually right across the street here from where I work, it's called the Storm Prediction Center, and and I'm actually looking at their building right now. And each day they issue a thunderstorm outlook based on the one day, the day one, which is today, day two, which is tomorrow, day three, which is the following day, and then they do it day four through eight as well. And you can kind of generally get an idea on where the storms are going to be.
Well, there's three things I want to get to for sure before we run out of time. So first of all, you're selling now, just as of today, DVDs of your last 3 years of storm chasing, which I imagine just make the hair stand up on your arms when you're watching them. What are they about, and where can we get a hold of them?
Well, yeah, it's not for the faint of heart, for sure. and I will warn everybody, there is, you know, some adult language on there. You know, if situations get stressful and, you know, words fly out, and I tried my best to keep everything edited down to a minimum where, you know, it wasn't in there, but I tried to keep everything as natural as possible. But, yeah, the DVD covers my first 3 years of storm chasing, and I've actually had a really fun time building it. I will say I'm tired of watching my footage after going through and editing for the last few months, but you can get it at my website. The easiest one to get to is MichiganStormChaser.com, and that'll take you right to my website, and it can be ordered right from there.
Very good. What about a story or two that comes to mind that has been hairier than others?
Well, funny you should ask that. The craziest storm chase I ever did here, and it's a day I'll probably never forget in the rest of my life. But this last May, we were chasing up in South Dakota, and I was with a couple of buddies from Chicago, and we had seen many tornadoes that day. We had this route all planned out that we were staying in front of the storm and chasing pretty much at a safe distance, and I mean, we just saw some amazing tornadoes that day. And then we got on this road, and the map said it went all the way through, and we got about 3 miles down the road, and it didn't. So we turned around, and turns out there was a tornado coming down the road, so we had to turn around again, and we ended up having to drive into a farmer's field to bail out of the way, and it ended up being a big, hairy mess there, and cops got involved, and actually one of my friends had an outstanding warrant from a long time ago and went to jail, and it ended up being a really big mess. And you know, if I had to do it over again, I'm not sure I would drive into the field.
Any time the story includes cops were involved, Ben, I think you know things aren't going quite your way. I actually had gotten a hold of you in August when my daughter was in the middle of going through. She ended up being right in a tornado as well on the road in Montana. And I found that fascinating because I got a hold of you via Facebook to ask you what you knew of conditions in the area. And like a true storm chaser, do you remember what the question was that you asked me?
Oh, I don't remember. I think I asked if she had some pictures or some video.
Thank you. That was it. I'm sitting here thinking I'm going to listen to my daughter die in a tornado, and Ben says to me, "Did she get video? Does she have pictures?" I mean, I guess that's typical of the mindset of someone that deals with storm chasing. What are you driving when you're going into these storms?
Oh, well, now I actually have a Ford F-150, a crew cab 4x4, so it's a pretty sizable vehicle. I mean, obviously my intention is not to drive into a tornado. You know, I've gotten close a couple times here, but, you know, I do like to stay away from them because a 2x4 of the head wouldn't really feel that good.
I'm guessing no.
Yeah. And back to your daughter being in the tornado, the reason I asked that even was, you know, conditions seemed somewhat favorable that day. Mm-hmm. However, you said it was in, like, eastern Montana, and there's a very big radar hole up there, and so it was hard to actually see what the storms out there were doing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was just kind of curious as to what was going on and what was being seen.
No, you were concerned about her safety. I don't want people to think you weren't. But I just loved the fact that you said, "Can she get video? Can she get pictures?" I mean, that's the mindset you have to have to do what you're doing. I can't wait to get the DVD, frankly, and see what this is all about. This daughter, Ashley, had wanted to be a storm chaser. And when she heard I knew you, she said, "Oh, can I come with him?" Until after this happened, she now has no interest because she figures she's already done that and crossed it off her bucket. bucket list. Ben, best of luck with the DVD, and stay safe as you continue to storm chase.
Well, thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Ben Holcomb, a storm chaser, now living in Norman, Oklahoma. You can go to MichiganStormChaser.com to get a hold of this DVD of his first 3 years of storm chasing. You got to love that. I think it's a must see. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.